Hi, it's Sylvia Percy again, and here are the three things from this week. First is listening. I have been thinking quite a lot about our ability to listen and the notion of intentions, the border between trying to understand what others are saying to us and the need of the speaker to explain everything precisely. I think human interactions are really complex, and they very often imply the truth behind them as well. As mystical as it sounds, it's just a question of learning to listen and listen intentionally. Secondly, I thought about talking, about expressing yourself and telling stories and putting as much hope and dreams into how we speak and how we express ourselves. And I'm not only talking about just speaking or writing, but generally speaking, our actions, our habits, our creative work, everything that we do on a daily basis, I think should represent, should stand for what we dream about, what we hope for, and what we want to achieve. And thirdly, I also thought a lot about things we are not supposed to say, about that notion of stopping and not saying something we might regret, or simply finding the right moment to say so, or just learning to keep things for ourselves and store those dreams inside of our head, inside of a dream book. I've updated my dream book last week. Inside of our heads, dreams. I said that before. Anyway, I thought a lot about the value of not saying things, and the fact that sometimes, even though we don't speak up, we don't tell stories, it doesn't mean we don't have them. And for a blogger, I think it's a huge learning curve, because on a daily basis we meet people who have extremely crucial stories, who live those stories, and they don't have to tell them. Actually, maybe it's even better if they don't. I don't know. Any case, I had a good week, and I wish you the same for the next one.